Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide. I'm your host, John Shookman, and I am thrilled to have you with me today for today's podcast episode, talking all about being a local area market expert and how this can generate more business for you. As I prepared for this week's episode, I need you guys to hear and understand that it is so important now for you to do something that sets you apart as a realtor. You know, a week ago, NAR reached a settlement on the lawsuit that they had been dealing with, and we will get all into that, I'm sure, maybe next week or over the next couple weeks. We definitely will talk about it, but I wanted to, prepare myself a little better for that. It just kind of hit last week, and there's a lot to kind of go through on this proposed settlement that still has to be approved and wouldn't be till the summer. But I want to, give you guys some education about it, so we will deal with that over the next few weeks. But in that proposed settlement, really what it means is that, the only way we're going to succeed and have success as realtors is if we stick out, stand out, and tell people about our expertise and why, why we are compensated a certain way and how we can sell their house or how we can help negotiate for them when they buy a home. But I want to talk about today, like being a local expert and area expert. And again, it's just the competitive advantage is so big to have this in-depth local knowledge of your area. When you have this expertise, it can improve your client trust, your client satisfaction, and makes you a better realtor. I have had, potential business or potential clients speak with me, and I will get the business over someone else because I've grown up in the area, my whole life, 35 years, basically. I lived in Reading, which is, 40 minutes from me, 30 minutes from me, and then Lancaster. And so I've kind of been in this, Lancaster County, Berks County area. And it's very important to, become an expert. If you're new to an area, you can share, stuff on YouTube, and, we'll talk about a success story in a little bit about how you can kind of become that expert in your area. But in the world of real estate, you have to be well informed on your local market. It's basically essential, right? Clients rely on us not just to help them find a house, but to find them a home in an area that suits their lifestyle needs. You got to have that knowledge of the market trends, what's being built, what's happening in the community, the local schools. We as realtors offer invaluable insights that can build trust and credibility with our clients. And when you leverage that expertise, that can be the difference between closing a deal and having someone work with you or losing a client to maybe a local competitor. I think it's important for you guys to realize, becoming a local expert is a process. Becoming a local expert does not happen overnight. And again, we'll share in a moment more about Noah and his story. But you can get there. You need to immerse yourself in the market reports, the local area news, understand different neighborhoods, what makes them unique. I'm helping somebody with a new build right now, and I think we just went under contract, probably early this week, on a new build in Strasburg, just outside Lancaster. And so, of course, knowing Strasburg, knowing the restaurants there, knowing fun things to do there, knowing the schools and like the Lampeter Strasburg School District helps me become that expert that my client trusts, right? It enhances the experience for them. And also, I kind of leveraged my network. Hey, here's who you need to talk to at the school. Here's who you need to talk to here. Here's the great restaurants, etc. Kind of helped in that experience for my clients as they went through this process of building a home. We've talked about it before, but leverage your social media, right? Whether that's videos, posts, whatever, leverage those things into becoming the local expert. How can you do this? You can highlight local businesses, showcase upcoming events. Usually that would be like a social media post, maybe an email list. Provide market updates. You know, I know realtors get sick of seeing market updates from other people, from other realtors, but if you're looking for clients, that's a great way to get clients by sharing your real estate journey and, you know, what you know about the area. When you produce this kind of content, it will, you know, help you become that expert. So, you know, I briefly mentioned Noah, and you guys have heard him on the show before. He's been a guest on the Real Estate Survival Guide membership community. But Noah Ward is a realtor in Sarasota, Florida, and he specializes in his local market, right? You know, he has absolutely crushed it. I was down in Sarasota, you know, when me and my family were in Florida last month, and just watching what he's built with, you know, now 40, 50,000 followers on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, etc. Noah came from out of state. Noah moved there, knew nobody, didn't have any friends, you know, didn't have family there, didn't whatever, and was able to grow his business to an insane level. The amount of production he's doing now is absolutely insane. Well, how has he done this? Go back to his early TikTok videos. Like, go to his TikTok. If you just go to TikTok and search Noah Ward, you will find him, right? And go to his early videos and you'll see what those videos are. Well, now the videos, right, are $1 million, $2 million homes and land lots and all these different things, right? But the early videos were him becoming a market expert. His early videos were all about local places to eat, what the market was like, those kinds of things. And so, you know, no matter where you are, whether you're someone like me who lives in Lancaster, grew up in Reading, you know, 30, 40 minutes away, or you are someone like Noah who completely moved to a new state, no matter what it is, there is success out there. And it's possible if you, you know, make yourself that local expert. You know, you can create success no matter what. Again, growing up in an area, living here your whole life, you can still become the local area expert and market expert, or moving to a completely new area. And watching Noah, I've seen his business grow, and his deep understanding of the local market and the trends and things like that, and his involvement in the community helps him in his real estate business. And so to thrive in real estate, you have to become a local expert. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how do I do this? How do I do this? Well, I serve people. I connect with people. I'm all over Lancaster, right? I've talked to you guys about going to Chick-fil-A or Starbucks or local restaurants, having conversations with people, sitting there with my laptop, showing my, you know, real estate stuff on the back and wearing my real estate swag. We've talked about this. But at the end of the day, too, it's all about, you know, branding yourself, marketing yourself, becoming that expert. And it's more than just knowing the market, right? You've got to become an integral part of your community. You have to use your insights and expertise to share that information and help people. And then you've got to give great service to your clients. So start taking some steps today to deepen your local knowledge. You can do that by just checking out the stats on your MLS and then sharing them, things like that. But also engage with your community, share those insights, and watch your business grow. It will happen if you can do this. So I appreciate you listening to the podcast today. You know, I really appreciate it, and I encourage you to build those connections, enhance your expertise, and when you do this, when you become that local expert, you will create more success. So thanks so much for listening. Appreciate you guys, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.